Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. From a road stop, truck stop in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, Thomas Miller here on the Tuesday, March 5th, Fun Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to continue the theme on what we were talking about yesterday with this bundled energy in the chart that's going to be with us all the way through May. If you take a chart software program, set it to today, or set it a couple of days back, set it about a week back, and then start stepping it forward day by day, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. All of the planets move together in this 108-degree span between 1 degree Aquarius for Pluto and 19 degrees, basically, in that area for Uranus in Taurus. Wanted to read what Astro.com says about this particular interpretation from Mark Edmund Jones on this bundle pattern, where he says basically you have all the planets within four signs of each other. They are within 120 degrees. Here they have compressed even further, down to 108. But he talks about this being a time of intense focus and concentration. And those are the keys for a natal chart. But it's also going to be energy that the whole collective, including you and me, are going to be feeling for the next almost 90 days. So this description in Astro.com talks about this concentrated focus. But with that comes also a lack of widespread interest or a more panoramic view, seeing other perspectives, especially when it comes to understanding others. And that's the point, I think, of challenge for these next several months. And add on top of that a couple of other elements here. First of all, we're still getting used to Pluto in Aquarius. We're having to adapt to this energy. It's at 1 degree now. It will be at 2 degrees before it retrogrades back later this year. The other thing is Uranus. You know, when we're talking about not seeing perspectives and not understanding others and beating to our own drum and focusing on our own interests, well, you have Uranus over there at 19 degrees Taurus on one of the end caps of this bundle. And if you do what I suggested and set a chart and run it up, you'll see that the Sun begins this. If you go around, oh, maybe 10 days out, well, no, about a week out, maybe to March 10th, let's go to there, you'll see that the Sun begins this at around 20 degrees Pisces, almost in the middle of this bundle. So with everybody feeling their energy compressed, it could result in a me, my kind of perspective. I left Dallas earlier than I thought I would because of this very thing, and I've already saw it in my own family. Me, my, grab. And in this situation, I just chose to step away from it. And what really breaks this up for good is when the Sun moves from Pisces all the way through Aries and all the way through Taurus, and gets on the other side of Jupiter and Uranus in the later decanate of Taurus, the third decanate, then this bundle starts to break up. Now, we mentioned a couple of other things yesterday that are happening in March. First of all, that Mercury moves into its shadow on the 18th for its station retrograde on April 1st. And then we have the moon wobble beginning either on the 14th or the 21st, depending on how many days out you want to go. That culminates on April 4th. So there's a lot of activity going right there just before the eclipse. And of course, we have the first of the two eclipses, the lunar eclipse, on the 25th. There are a couple of ingresses to note that are actually good things. So what's happening this month as far as changing signs? Mercury, speaking of, moves into Aries on the 9th. And that's of significance. Anything in Aries, because that's where the full solar eclipse is at 19 and about a half degrees Aries on April 8th. Then we have two planets moving into signs where they will be exalted. The first is on March 11th. Venus moves into Pisces. Venus loves Pisces. The characteristics are so complementary. And then the Sun moves into its exaltation in Aries on the 19th. And then to round out the sign changes for this month, Mars moves into Pisces on the 22nd. Now, it's not in detriment or fall in Pisces, but you have to think about Mars energy trying to tiptoe around in Pisces world. It's like you talk about Mars says, how long are we in here? Be careful where you put your shoes, right? So that's the characteristic of March for this year. The big thing, I think, is this bundled energy, number one. And then, of course, staging up to these two very important eclipses. And that first eclipse will be under a moon wobble. The second eclipse, the full solar eclipse, will be under Mercury retrograde. It will also be sitting right on top of Chiron. And we have some nice offsets with Venus in Pisces and the Sun in Aries. So two planets are going to be very happy for all of this. Now, just a real quick sort of kind of announcement. Chet does all of our videos for us. Thank you so much, Chet, for so faithfully posting all those videos everywhere. We were talking the other day about this solar eclipse, and without going into the details, I may not travel back to the band where it's going to be. But he was suggesting, why don't you think about or see who might be interested in going to Sedona? And we could do a live broadcast, and I've already secured Robert Glasscock for part of it. I'm also going to do a meditation, and we'll talk to Robert about some of the astrological significances of this. But right now, the question is, would any of you, A, like to, I know that's a large swath, and B, be available to meet in Sedona for a couple of days right there around April 8th. And I'm saying this without even having checked lodging for those dates to see Sedona might be a place that gets booked up. I don't know. I don't want to make it a big deal, just an informal get-together. There is no structure to it other than we will celebrate this big eclipse together. So if you are interested, please go on the funastrology.com website. In the lower right is a chat button. Just click in there, interested in Sedona, and I'll get your email and we'll put a little list together. And if you are available, don't say you're interested but you can't go. Don't need to know that. Just that you're interested and you're available, and we'll see what we can put together. All right? And we'll just see where it goes. And not, I might just do it from the back porch, the new place. All right, you guys, have a great one, and I'll be back tomorrow for Hump Day from the road, probably from Albuquerque or thereabouts. All right, you guys take care. Love you.